Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Linda Jay. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the Bakersfield Association of Realtors and a member of the AEC Leadership Programming Team, which is the group that helped plan the sessions today. It is an extreme pleasure for me to welcome you here today, and we're excited to present this Leadership Express program, which allows you to attend two 40-minute sessions in the next hour and a half. So here's a few notes before we get started. Please, number one, turn off the ringer on your cell phones as a courtesy to the speaker and to your to the others in the room. Please make sure to fill out the evaluation form attached to the back of the handout, because your feedback is very important to the staff and volunteers who plan these sessions. So thank you for that cooperation. And now it is a pleasure for me to introduce Imran Pilati, a noted international speaker, trainer, and keynote. Imran established an incredible sales career before he became president at the Central Valley Association in California in 2011. In 2013, Imran received the California Association of Realtors President's Award and was selected by Inman Real Estate News as one of the top 100 most influential real estate leaders in the United States. Imran is the Vice President of Business Development for the Progressive National Real Estate Franchise Next Home. Now, he is a little bashful, so you're going to have to help me in giving him a little encouragement. So please join me in welcoming Imran Pilati as he presents You Talking to Me? From talkers to texters and everyone in between. Imran.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it. Hi, guys. How are you? Cool. So today, we have by the way, that was much shorter than I wrote it. Here's the thing, right? It doesn't matter what your credentials are if you can't deliver. So my hope is that today you're getting some stuff out of it. Who here are AEs, Association Executives? All right, so all of you are judging me. I love it. How about presidents? Presidents are their association. Congratulations. I'm sure that you're very happy that it's May. And then how about President-elects? Welcome to the Thunderdome. All right. So is there anybody else here that's not any one of those three? What are you guys doing? Just kidding. Tell me your roles within your association and why you decided to come to this one instead.
Past president.
Past president from local, and you always can learn something new. Good. Anybody else? You're in the front row, dead center.
Past president of your association.
Always communicating. Good. Okay, cool. So here's the situation now. So very rarely do we get together at NAR, sit in a meeting, and be able to collaborate, right? We do it in the hallways. We have lobby con, etc. This is a different kind of course. I want to make sure that we're interactive. I want to hear, some of you are doing some of the most successful things I've ever seen, more progressive than I could ever even imagine. I think it's important about sharing, and I'll make sure that we speed up the conversation. We've got 38 minutes left, so I'm going to power through this. If you want to leave, ducking and walking out doesn't make me not see you. So doing this is more distracting than doing this. So walk out with pride. All right. So many of you are thinking to yourselves, but we know our members. And for those of you that are not, that clap was louder than the clap for me. Thank you. So whether you're association executives, whether you're presidents, president-elects, past presidents, or just realtors trying to effectively talk to your people, you can interchange the word members with any way that you want. But what happens is many of you are saying, I really know what I'm doing. Yeah, but you probably suck at it. So if you ignore it, it will not go away. This is a photo that we took at our office. So here's the thing that you need to know. This is what I look like now. But when I was president of my association, and my former AE and one of my really close friends, Byron Bogard's right there. Byron, stand up real quick and wave. So a lot of what I learned is from Byron. Don't clap. It's terrible. But Byron and I were both in our very, very early 30s, and some of us looked a little younger than that when I was president. So that baby right there was president of the association. And I had to talk to guys or and women that were a little bit more seasoned. So how at 20-something years old am I going to be somebody that's effectively in communicating with my members? In fact, the president of our association currently of the Central Valley, I'm from Stockton, California. Does anybody know where that is? Yeah. What's it famous for?
Armpits,
thank you. That is the kind of collaboration I'm looking for. No, we're foreclosures. Foreclosures. We're the number one foreclosure place in the United States. I moved to Redondo Beach for the last 4 years. Very different than Stockton, right? In Stockton, in Redondo, we run in the streets by choice. So in Brandon right there is in his late 20s now, the youngest president of our association. So how does he bridge that gap? So here's what I would say. Today we're going to talk about these in the order that you want to talk about them. This is not my course. This is our course. So one of the things that I want to make sure that happens is that we talk about what you want to talk about. I hate going to presenters and watching them, and the crowd is going in a direction of conversation, and then what happens is the presenter goes, but my next slide says this. This is communication for all of us to work together. So the golden rule versus platinum rule, methods of communication that matter to your members, getting the meeting agenda out in a timely fashion, AEs, I'm talking to you, vetting the conversation before it happens in the boardroom, the DISC profile, what's important for you, and then one-on-ones with your board of directors. Got it? Say yes?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so here's the golden rule. Let's hear about it. What is that? Do unto others as you would want done to yourself, right? Or treat people the way you want to be treated. That's great, and I think that that's an awesome thought process, but I don't think it's the same anymore. Right now, with the entitled millennials coming through, they want the platinum rule. And the platinum rule is, Brandon, treat people the way that they want to be treated. Right? Very different in conversation. Brandon says, that's great that you talk to me this way, but I want to absorb the information that you're providing me in the way that I take it. Well, you know, I'm 38 years old, even though I look like I'm 39. One of the things that I noticed was that I haven't seen a commercial in any format in almost a year. I use ad blocker on my computer, so that way when the ads come on YouTube, I don't see them. I DVR everything. The only time that I'm ever not able to skip a commercial is when I'm watching the Sacramento Kings play, right? Or a sporting event. Because you can't skip that, you're waiting. But as soon as the commercial comes on, what do I do? What do you guys do? Mute it. You jump on your phone, right? You jump on your phone, you look at everything else that's distracting, and you try to get out of the commercial world. So when we talk about how we communicate with others and how we spend time together, meeting with our members or getting the information out, it's not the same as it used to be. So getting your information out to your members, I was on a phone call with Linda, Lori Okin, and some of the other people. Were there any AEs on that call that was there with me? Yep, that's what it sounded like. So the key there is that they said things like, we get our information out to our members, but they're not responding. They're not getting information. And for those of you that are not in leadership right this second and you want to use it towards your clients, same thing. Same principles apply. So what techniques are you guys using right now at your associations to get information out? Yell it.
Email.
Everybody uses email, right? Facebook, that's important to you. Texting, wow, that's expensive. Magazine? Digital and print. So like the little click and the page will flip. Awesome. What else?
Video.
Twitter. I like that.
Video.
Using YouTube or some other format? Okay.
Our MLS
homepage is what you said? Okay.
Instagram.
Love it. So my question for you is, what's the one that seems to be the one that you shoot out all your communication in? Email. You know, click, delete, spam.
Delete.
What's it called?
Delete mail.
Delete mail? It's true, right? But somehow, for some reason, we think that that's the exact way that we always should get stuff out there. So let's talk about this. Email effectiveness. I went and found out from Constant Contact was the... Do you guys want these slides, by the way? Okay, so So low price, I'll be selling them in the back of the room. I'll email it to you. I know you'll never open it. Open rate in 2002, 37.3% in real estate. A third of your members are actually clicking on it to open it. 2009, open rate 29%, below 30% now finally. Click. 2013, open rate 24.9%. Here's what it looks like and shrinking. The top one is opens. That is how many people look at the email and decide to click. Come on in, sir. Come on in, sir. What's your name, sir? I won't embarrass you. What is your name, Quincy Clayton? What is your name? All right. Thank you, Quincy. He came all the way from Connecticut because you can understand why he's a little late. He drove here. Clicks. People that said, I find whatever's in there interesting enough to click on something that takes me somewhere else. Right? We often embed stuff in there to say, hey, you should go check out blah, right? 3% of the total people that you send it to actually click on that. Now think about it, realtors. And yes, I said realtors, not realtors. Thank you. Think about when you send out your communication. These are people that pay the association money to be guided, informed, educated. And only a fourth of them actually click on it to open it. And even less, not even 4 out of 100 click on it because the information is relevant. So, unsubscribes. 3% of your people go, I don't want any of this information anymore. Get it out of my life. And then those are the ones that come back to you and say, my association, what do I pay for? I don't understand. I don't get anything from them. I mean, I just get the MLS from them. Like, do you know how this all works? Nope. So, here's 4 association social media musts that you have to put into place by 2016. And when I say have to, I mean I'm not going to check. But what I want you to do is I want you to consider the fact that these are the way that people are talking in 2016. I'm a realtor. I've been a realtor for 15 years. My communication happens through this. So let's start from the beginning. Social media is key, but how you get the info out is important. I do not want you to stop considering email, period. We know that that works. It's worked in the past. People deal with it every day. But I'll tell you right now, who was the gentleman that said text? Was that you, sir? Okay, so what form do you use? What is it, the stuff that you use as far as a program to get information out by text? Message media. Did you get that? Message media. Is that expensive?
No.
How much would you say it cost?
$1,000
a year. Up to how many texts at the same time?
Unlimited.
So whether you're an association or you're somebody that wants to stalk your ex-girlfriend, message media is the best way to go. Unlimited, and you can send out as many as you need to. Does it look like spam when it comes out?
Start everything with the name of the association.
Good. Another way to broadcast stuff out, if you like calls, is Sly Broadcast. S-L-Y Broadcast. So what that does is it allows you to leave a message. All this stuff, by the way, was taught to me by Byron, so I can't really take any credit for it. Byron, is that how you wanted me to say that?
Yes.
Okay. So Sly Broadcast is a way for you to record one message. Hey there, it's Emran over at the association. I wanted to personally invite you at so-and-so. I'm sorry that I missed you. I'm hoping that you can either return my call or just go back to the website and check out this event. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Click. Right? So that message is left to as many people as you want. It goes straight to voicemail. But it'll flicker for a second to show that it was a missed call. Do you like that? If you want to do one-on-ones with that, there's a system called Sly Dial. Yes. Very, very effective when you got to talk to your clients about a bad pest report or something like that. Hey, sorry I missed you. I sent over the pest report. It's $19,000. But let's talk about it when you calm down. Right? So Sly Broadcast, Sly Dial, text message. Exactly. Perfect. Good. So let's talk about Facebook. Everybody uses it, right? And by the way, I'm loving the fact that I'm seeing all of your faces right now. Some classes I'll go and I'll see the top of your heads and this is all they're doing, right? can fly all the way to D.C. to come and text in the room. Weird. Thank you for paying attention. Facebook. How do we get communication out there with Facebook right now with your associations or to your members? Say again? Do you have like your own page for the association? Good, good, good. So content is important. We'll talk about that in a second because right here, I worked with the Inland Valley Association of Realtors. They're in Riverside, California. A good friend of mine is the president of their association, Scott Geezer. He assured me that he would not be in my classes today, so I'll talk a lot about him for a second. And their AE is Mark Dowling. I don't know if Mark is in the room, but he said he was going to pop into one of the two. At any rate, so they asked me to come and help them facilitate their strategic planning, which I did. I came in there and I started looking at some of the stuff, and one of their complaints was, I can't get to my members, I don't catch their eye, I don't understand why they're not coming to events, etc. So I looked and I saw, well, what do you guys currently do? So here's a typical association doing what they believe is correct. They'll come out there and they'll say, NAR leadership speaking at this morning's breakfast meeting where we had our annual membership update. Now, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. I just want it to be better. So what do you think we need to do in order to make it better? Tag people. So we want to make sure that we tag them in the photo.
Video.
Add a video that explains what's going on. Yes. Show people. Oh, yeah. See, what happens is people freak out like, oh, we can't take a photo from the front because then no people will be there. Like, how dare they think that I'm at an educational event? Oh, my goodness. What do they think of me, that I'm trying to better myself? Great question. What's the update? Great question. So what I said to them was, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to give them the piece that matters to them, just enough to where they go, I can't believe I missed that. When I teach anything from around the country, whether it's listing presentations, working with buyers, associations, or whatever it is that I'm teaching, what I often see is that people will teach based on, ooh, I got this. Is there a pen? Yeah, there is. So what I often teach, when I go around and they talk about the feature benefits of what it is that they have, I'm going to tell you what I'm drawing so that way you don't think it's something weird. I'm going to draw a drill, like a hand drill. I'm a terrible drawer. I went to public school. All right, so that's a drill, I think. In Stockton, this is what the drills look like. So what happens is associations, realtors, whoever it is that's trying to get across why this thing is so nice and shiny and why we need to use it, all they ever do is they sell the drill. That's all they care about selling. This is why it's great, this is why it's great, this is why it's great, it's this and it's this and it shines and it does that. Realtors, consumers, anybody else that's receiving the information doesn't care about the drill. They care about the hole. That's why they buy the drill. They don't buy it for it to be shiny. They buy it to drill a hole. So let's show them what the benefit is from the tool that we're giving them. When you go there, let's talk about why this is important, why this happened. I worked with them on this. They made some changes. And the very next one, they started doing stuff like this the very next year, which I love. What is this here? It's a graph that says what? Regional Housing Dashboard for March 2016. It's money. It's relevant. It's important to consumers. It's important to agents. What they did was they started posting stuff that could be shared. I'm a big believer in the case method. Do you know what that is? Copy and steal everything. So when I watch, I made that up by myself, by the way. It's just a case method. Oh, by the way, do you know how to keep content? Brandon's leaving now. He's at here. See you later, Brandon. He ducked. I told him not to duck. He's like this. The key here is that you have to create content that matters to your members to where it makes them look like the expert in their field. If you have something like this that they could share, another great one, and I don't have any stock in any company. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm a realtor, I'm a vice president of a franchise, but I'm not here to sell you anything. So use whatever tools or programs you want, or don't. But I like using Keeping Current Matters. I think that that's a really, really exceptional site, and I pay for the subscription for it Because what I'll do is, with my membership and my team and my agents and my franchise, what I like to do is I like to take some of the slides and post it inside of our group and say, hey guys, use this. Be smart to your consumers. Be smart to your spheres. And I want to make sure that I give as much content as they can to be able to share that out and make them look like a superstar. And I don't want them to share the button. I want them to take it, and I want them to post it originally like they brought it up. Okay? That's what you want to do, associations. Yes?
Watermark or no watermark?
Watermark or no watermark? So tell me the benefits of what a watermark would be. You mean like the association watermark? Okay, so why would we want to do that? Because we want credit. If that's what you guys want, put your watermarks on. If you want to create value, don't. Okay? Any other questions? This is totally interactive.
KeepingCurrentMatters.com.
KeepingCurrentMatters.com. It's information that's provided relevant to the industry and some changes that are happening, and they will PowerPoint it. They'll create individual slides for you to be able to share, photos, things like that. They're one of many. It just happens to be the one that I use.
The KCM crew on Facebook is the same.
KCM crew on Facebook? Okay. Do they do that as well? Yeah, they're really great. I really enjoy their stuff. So what he's talking about is something called Snipply, but it's snip.ly, right? So what it does is it allows you to share it how?
It allows you to share the same content, but it allows you to put your brain at the bottom.
Allows you to share your own content, but put your branding on it. Good. So again, a class like that would be pretty incredible to have at the association, right? I find that valuable. Here's what we want to do from our association standpoint. We want to give you stuff, and we want it to look like you came up with it originally, so that way you look smart in front of your consumers. Whole. Right? Why is it important to them? Here's three must-follows that you have to. Now, the two on the outside absolutely tear my hair out reading them. The middle one is important. But I think it's critical that we know this. The one on the outside left is lab coat agents. The one on the right is raise the bar in real estate. Both of them drive me crazy. Why? If you read some of the posts in there, you'll want to tear your hair out. You can't believe that people actually work with people like this. But there's some incredibly smart people in there too. And the reason why I want you to go to those two is I want you to see what the conversation is that's relevant to the industry of what people are interested in knowing about. If I look at something that says, hey, which CRM do I use? Because I'm right now using index cards, right? And the thread has 100 comments on it. That's a topic that I'm going to bring up at my association with my board to say, do we need to add this to the education? It's critical, right? Again, lab coat agents, raise the bar in real estate. Those are the two that I like to get topics from, but I don't necessarily look for the answers from, that's for sure. And then the one in the middle is the NAR group. That's a critical one. Whenever we're talking about legislative stuff, things that are important, we have a member of the legislature here of North Dakota, Scott Lauser. He's sitting right here in the front row. Scott is incredibly involved in the local and state legislation as well as national. So it's important for him. It's important for his members. So when everybody sees pictures of us on Facebook and we're taking photos with that guy or that gal here, put some context as to why that's important. When you're running around saying that you're fighting for private home ownership rights, and I've seen that same exact copy-paste sentence for the last I don't know how long, what does that mean? Can anybody tell me what that means? You all know what it means. You just don't want to say it out loud, right? The key here is say stuff out loud. Your audience is listening. YouTube. Video. You said that you use video over there, Miss. Is that correct? What's the format that you use it? Are you an AE? Are you a president? Are you a president-elect? You just use it for your own realtor needs?
I work at the MLS.
You work at the MLS. Okay, good. So one of the examples that I want to use, in Northern California, in Pleasanton, where my home office is, not too far from me in the Bay Area, in Silicon Valley, we have an association called Bay East. A very, very big, very large association, probably and upwards of almost 7,000 members. Well, that's large for Northern California. About 7,000, 8,000 members, a very large board. And They invested in creating an entire movie suite, one that people would go and they would come in and they have the green screen, they have the whole thing, they have a desk to do it like a news series. It's pretty incredible. They invested heavily in it. I want to say over $100,000 or so. But the point of it is that not all associations have it, or at least the budget to do so. So I don't expect that from you. But here's the great thing about social media. It doesn't cost you a dime, right? Here's the key. When you did video 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, there wasn't as much noise as there is now. So whether if your content isn't relevant anymore, it just becomes part of the white noise. So you got to do stuff that's unique and different. In this case, they used a video that says how to pay dues online. It's a minute and 30 seconds long, and it's a cartoon to show them how to do it. Now, invest the time to create a cartoon that can go viral, or have your front desk person at your association answer 7,000 times how to pay the dues online. Which one do you guys want? They use video. This is David Stark, one of the government affairs directors the government affairs director for Bay East. He does an incredible job. They do an East Bay real estate weather report. It's branded to be Bay East, but members share that. Why is that important for members? Tell me. We know what it is. It's a great video that tells them all about it. What's the benefit, teams? Say again, louder. Saves time for who? For the staff. What about for the what's the benefit to the agents? Why is this important to them? Say again, sir. It's information that makes them look like the expert, right? So if we're going to be the expert, if you want to fight Zillow and you want to make sure that, is there any Zillow employees in the room? They wouldn't raise their hand in here. The key here, though, real quickly, is that when they look for expert knowledge, 15 years in the business, me, 1,000 houses in my career, right? Whatever. I go to a listing appointment, I show them the great looking packet that I created, the 3-hour CMA that I put together, the exceptional marketing piece. I show them what the house value is, and they go, but Zillow said, yeah. Right? So help your members be the expert. Give them stuff like this to where they go, hey, I saw your video. I was really thinking about selling my house. Is it the right time? For a realtor, the answer is, yeah, it's almost the right time, right? Here's an example of some of the stuff that they do. They have their own channel. So this is the channel that they have. So they created the header. Everything looks beautiful and clean. Then they have examples of uploads that they have. They have everything from the report buzz, how to pay dues online, the website tour because they rebranded, how to use the realtor mark. Where do I use the word realtor? How do I use the mark that says realtor on it? And then foundation scholarship. So something that's one of their philosophical or one of their volunteer type activities. Twitter. Who uses Twitter? How do you use it, sir?
Not well.
Not well. That's a great answer. I like that honesty, though. Who else said, yes, how do you use Twitter?
I link it to my Facebook page, make my
first sentence. Link it to your Facebook page, make the first sentence powerful. Good, sir.
Link
to Facebook. So we're going to lead them somewhere else. So remember that click on email where we go, I've opened it, I'm going to click 3.7% of the time to something else. Twitter has a higher rate. Because when you have 140 characters, you can't put the whole story there. So what you're going to do is you're going to figure out, where am I going to put this? I'm going to lead them to something that I want them to read. That thing better be of value. So where's another way? I like to use Twitter, but only in one format. I personally like to use it when I'm live tweeting something. So for example, what I'll say is on Facebook or any other method, I'd say, hey guys, I'm going to be over at this session at NAR 360. And I'm going to be live tweeting some of the really cool stuff that's happening. You can always follow me on Twitter, and you can see right down the line as it's happening. Twitter has changed the journalism world. I don't know if you've noticed that. We could either create an article, post it online, that's fast. Create an article, wait till tomorrow's paper, that's slow. Create an article or write a quick little, hey, Scott Lauser in the house, send. And then tweet your way to the presidency, right? So here we are. President Obama used Twitter very, very well in the sense that he would always put, I think he would be put B-O, dash B-O after anything that was his tweet that he actually put in there. So for me, what I'm looking for from you is how do you use it to where the stuff is relevant. I don't need noise. I need stuff that's relevant. So if you're having that event that Ivar was showing where the annual meeting's happening, maybe live tweet some stuff to where people go, I'm tired of reading this. All this stuff is interesting and relevant. I want to be there next time. Make sense? So California Association of Realtors, my home in California, they have a very effective Twitter page. This is what you could do to make sure that you are relevant at your local or state association as well. So in this case, you'll see that they have 32,000 followers, and they're following 2,500 people. I would suggest that they follow more people, but maybe they're trying to clear up their noise. But when you have active people on social media, I follow them. I have a very limited one because I don't like a lot of noise, but if you're an association, follow your members. See what's important to them. Okay, that's critical. So an example of that, here's what they did in the last couple of days. This is from a couple of days ago. About 2 weeks ago, we went to the California Association of Realtors had their meetings in Sacramento for Legislative Day. They posted a photo of Ziggy, who was our president, Ziggy Ziccarelli, and some of the members along with our leadership team at the Capitol building. So when you say, I'm there to fight for home ownership rights, why don't you give them a picture? I don't know if you know this, but there are now on Facebook more and Twitter, there are more posts with photos on there than they are with text, just text. It hit that curve in 2015. It made that switch over. So if you're not adding photos to the text, it's just getting lost in the shuffle. On the other side here, they use something. They're using the hashtag one cool thing or the hashtag read it, use it, share it. Okay, so if you don't know how to use a hashtag, this is not a basic course, but I just want you to kind of stretch a little bit to tell me if you don't know it, what that means. There you are. Okay, there you are in the orange shirt. So, okay, so just really quickly, the reason why we hashtag stuff and the reason why it's so important, what's your name is?
Shelly.
Totally anonymous, Shelly. So the point of it is, right, mistakes can be made in here. They don't cost us any money. Out there, it costs us money. Let's learn here. So the reason why we hashtag stuff is because it becomes a search criteria for us to be able to find anything with that hashtag. So when you go into the search bar of Twitter or Facebook or anything, and you put the number sign and then the thing behind it, everything that has been hashtagged in there will show up. So it's an easy way for you to be able to find stuff in regards to anything associated with that. So if you have a local association, like we have CVAR, Central Valley Association of Realtors, for us, we hashtag CAR Legislative Day. CVAR Legislative Day. So that way I can pull up all the photos, all the feed, everything from a leadership standpoint to where I'm going to use it in other content later. Does it make sense? Cool. All right. We'll keep it between us. Here they're using an infographic. Again, this is stuff that you want your people to share. Instagram. Is there anybody from the Iowa Association of Realtors here? So I was the keynote speaker at their conference in September of last year. And I had never been to Iowa before. And I went to Iowa and I was like, oh, great, corn. And, you know, we're gonna crank the thing for internet. No way. They're some of the most progressive group of realtors I've ever seen. They're incredible with what they're doing. They're cutting edge. They make some of us in California look kind of foolish with what they're doing. They're really doing some exceptional stuff. An example of that is using Instagram. So let's start with the social media usage by the numbers. The top one, I could make it smaller, but I decided to make it just this small. Facebook is at the top. 44% of all social media traffic is Facebook. Below that is YouTube. They consider that a social media, about 21%. Below that is Reddit. Twitter is 5% of the total social media traffic. Pinterest, and then Instagram is the fifth one down. It's above LinkedIn. Okay? So, it's a small market. Nah. This is from 2014. But look at this. Check out the growth of Instagram. The far left one is 2014, and this is what they're projecting by 2020. 116 million active monthly users. Did you guys just walk in because I said your name?
Yeah.
That's Gavin Blair. He's the Association of the he's the AE for the Iowa Association of Realtors. Right next to him, to his left, is Krista Clark, who happens to do a lot of the innovative stuff that I keep talking about. You guys seriously like walked in as soon as I said your name, didn't you?
We did not hear it.
You didn't hear it? So, guys, the Iowa Association of Realtors are doing some really incredible stuff. Is there anyone here from Iowa? Oh, hey, you guys. I thought that it was just about corn, and I already went through this. Here's what they're doing. Here's an example of this. So they use Instagram pretty significantly. Gavin, I'm going to ask you the question because Crystal will take a really long time to answer this. When you have the Instagram account, often many of you use Instagram from your phone. I think that's really the only way to use it, right? From your phone or some type of device. Who is in charge of that device that takes all the photos for your association? Okay, so is it one phone that you guys pass around?
No.
How does that work?
She has two accounts, a personal account, and then the Iowa Association.
So she logs in. You have one specific person that logs in from her phone under the association's name and takes the photos and shares and does what's needed, right?
Yeah.
And how effective has that been with your groups? Getting people familiar with the realtor brand, right? Incredibly important. If you think about it, the reason why people really enjoy Instagram is because the drama, for the most part, is not on Instagram. It's a photo, the highlight is the photo, the narrative is there. It's not like Facebook where it goes, somebody please pray for me. I'm going on a listing appointment. Why don't you just prepare? Nobody has to pray for you. Say that again, but louder, please.
5 minutes.
Okay, so 5 minutes. Iowa Association of Realtors, you guys just posted this just a few hours ago. This says here, 29 Iowa realtors came to my office to talk about federal issues affecting their industry. Does that say what they're doing? They could go into more depth, but in the sense of using Instagram, this is perfect. It creates the discussion. You're going to tag people in it. Senator Chuck Grassley. Is that him sitting somewhere there? Where is he?
The back of the picture.
He's the back of the picture. He's the guy listening, leaning back, saying, I'm taking this all in. This is really important. This is stuff to where when people see you leaving to go to the meetings in NAR or DC or Orlando or whatever, they wonder what you're doing. This is a great example to be able to share with them what you're doing. Krista, is there anything else that you guys are doing that maybe we should know about? Okay, thank you. That was exactly what I was looking for. All right. So, here is Byron still in the room? No, he left. Okay, so here's what I want you guys to... We have about 5 minutes left. One of the things that I wanted to make sure that we talked about... Again, when I was president of my association, I was like a little baby. I was the youngest association president. I have about 2,000 members. I think the next in age to me was, I think, 19 years above me. And again, that has nothing to do with them as a person and their age. It's not their fault. It's just the way that it was laid out. So if you think about the DISC profile and how you talk to people, that's really, really a critical piece. For me, what I like to do is I like to have one-on-ones with my board of directors members before I ever walk into the board. So, for example, if Coy Knapp, who's right there, and he's a board of director, and I know that we're going to have a meeting. First of all, I get the agenda out way before, 24 hours before our association meeting, like we had trouble doing for many years. They need people. People need time to absorb stuff. What I don't want is your association meetings to be rubber stamp, yay, 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 whatever they said, yay. Right? We want to vet stuff out. So I'm going to pull Koi aside, and I'm going to say, and I'd probably have an association line item to consider making sure that you have a roundtable talk over lunch with some of your members and some of your critical people to say, hey, Koi, we're about to bring this up to the board. Here's some stuff that I think I want to talk about. What are your thoughts on it? And it's a one-on-one or a two people and me as the president or as the AE, because I want to know what the conversation is going to be like before we step in the boardroom. It's very difficult to try to hash stuff out in a timely fashion when it's the first time that they've had a chance to talk about it. But if you said something like, hey, you know what? I spoke with Koi. Koi has an idea that maybe we can shape. Koi, why don't you share that idea with us? And I've already prepped Koi that he's going to talk about this. It's a great way to get the communication going and come to a consensus within the time of your board meeting. It's really critical. Top one, so you need to know who you're talking to. Koi Knapp is a high D, high I. What that means is there's D, I, S, and C. The top one is red. D is this person. They're assertive, ambitious, they're driven, they're strong-willed and decisive. Sometimes they knock down people over to let leadership happen, right? I, they are warm, enthusiastic, sociable, charming, and persuasive. Definitely Koi Knapp. So these are people that are the ones that work the room, say hi, spend time with people. They're likable, they want to be liked, they want you to like them. S, the green one, patient, stable, predictable, consistent, good listeners. Did you guys hear that? Trying to joke. And then finally, yeah, what? And then C is the detailed, careful, meticulous, systematic, and neat. Often you'll see people in accounting or handling paperwork or transaction coordinators tend to be those people. Here's the key, right? 78% in the most recent study show that realtors, in general, are some form of I and S. They are not assertive in their business. That's why we have such a gap between the high producers and the medium producers. They want to be liked. They want to handhold. So the general 8 out of 10 realtors want to do that. They just want to do their thing and be able to help other people. And very few of them are C. When you sit down and you talk with your one-on-ones, make sure that you understand who that you're talking to so you give them the information that makes sense. Here's all my contact info. Don't call me. Here's everything that you guys need. By the way, I'm standing on a chair at the doctor's office. Do you guys know my story? I beat stage 4 cancer 2 years ago. Thanks so much, you guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Imran, for your insights and all your ideas. And so we ask you once again to please fill out your evaluation form and hand it in at the back table. And we encourage you to go on to your next session now. Thank you very much for attending.